The Defense Department is speeding up development of a new unmanned surveillance plane called the Global Hawk. It was scheduled to enter service in 2003, but the Air Force would like to use the plane's powerful cameras and radar to peer down into Afghanistan. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
A mock Global Hawk aircraft sits inside the Northrop Grumman building in San Diego. It looks like a large gangly bird with long, thin wings and an oversized bubble head. Not at all what you'd imagine America's latest super spy plane would be like. The Global Hawk flies at 65,000 feet and can stay aloft for up to 35 hours, surveying an area the size of Illinois. Engineer Alfredo Ramirez says even at 12 miles above the Earth's surface and more than 100 miles from its target, the Global Hawk can see pinpoint detail.
We have the ability to look at resolutions down to 1 foot, which you will not only be able to see that it's a tank, but you can then classify what kind of tank or what kind of truck, what kind of car. You have the ability to see people.
And all without risk to a pilot. While still in the testing phase, officials say the Global Hawk is exceeding their expectations. It can fly higher, stay aloft longer, and has much better surveillance equipment than any previous unmanned plane. Using a laptop computer, mission planners upload a pre-programmed flight plan that controls the entire flight from taxi, takeoff, cruise to landing. Technicians monitor the flight in a control room and can take over remotely if needed. Ramirez says the Global Hawk is packed with high-tech components, including long-range cameras, infrared systems, and radar that relay pictures to war commanders in almost real time.
Whether it's day or night or in cloudy or obscured conditions, in essence, you're denying your enemy, in this case, the ability to hide in the weather.
The Global Hawk passed a key test this week when officials flew two of the planes simultaneously over the California desert. Planners wanted to make sure that while one Global Hawk circles over enemy territory, they can send another up to relieve it for constant surveillance. That test was part of an accelerated production schedule. The Air Force has sent strong signals the plane will see action soon. Brigadier General Trey Obering is in charge of the program. He says the plane will revolutionize U.S. ability to gather intelligence.
The importance of being able to integrate and pull together a variety of sensors and a variety of intelligence gathering capabilities and pull out critical information in terms of where, in some cases, forces even, but down to individuals and down to groups.
7 years ago, Northrop Grumman engineer Alfredo Ramirez first sketched out his ideas for the Global Hawk on the back of an envelope. He believes the military will be pleasantly surprised when the aircraft sees its first action.
Information in this day and age is absolutely essential. It always has been, but it is in much higher demand nowadays, and we can provide that information day in and day out.
The Air Force eventually wants to buy as many as 60 of the $25 million Global Hawks. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.